Yay Networks.
Hey, bestie. You're wrong. I think it's time for another adult pre-K lesson. What do you think? All right, turn your listening ears on. Catch a bubble in your mouth. Good job. Okay, here's the thing. Having a preference is something like, I'm looking for a partner who likes kayaking, or wakes up early in the morning, or loves pizza.
If you were watching what I'm watching, you would have stopped at loves pizza too. Hello and welcome to hashtag trust me, I'm a lawyer. We're so damned important now, we've got our own hashtag. And today we're going to talk about, the announcement. This is our announcement every single day for, Andrew Tate didn't kill himself. So now that we've got that out of the way, today we're going to be talking about unreasonable women and why men are fleeing America in order to get away from them. That's right, fleeing America, because there is no industry based entirely upon foreign men trying to get with American women. You know why? Well, I just gave you one reason, listening to that. And the fact that she probably is an actual kindergarten teacher absolutely horrifies me. What is she doing to those young minds? But I was going to run you another one of another big Wamalo saying that a guy's got to make seven figures, be at least 6 feet tall, and give me every want and desire, every whim, whatever I think of, whatever I could come up with. I was going to play you that one, but then I was like, maybe I should play him the one where the chick has the giant jar full of money, and that's because her boyfriend has to put a $100 bill in it, and she's got like 300 grand in there every time he, quote, makes me mad. Or I was going to play you the one of the other unreasonable psychopath who's got five kids from five different guys, or maybe six different guys. I don't know. How's the math possible? Well, if you can say there's 59 genders, then why can't you have five kids from six men? And looks like a solid two, maybe a 2.5, but only if you've really been drinking, and is demanding. A guy of the caliber of, maybe Elon Musk when he got started out and was only worth a few $100 million, because that's what I'm entitled to, damn it. And I will sit here and throw a fit until I get what I want, because women are entirely logical all the time. No, they are not. They're entirely emotional all the time, and that's why they make horrible decisions. Not all of them. We're going to get into something a little bit later on of a description of a good woman. But since all the women are describing how all the men that they don't like for any reason whatsoever, he's not tall enough. He doesn't make enough money. He doesn't do everything I want. He doesn't put a $100 bill in my giant jar every time he makes me mad. Every time I disagree with him, he doesn't come across to my... Well, you know what, ladies? Ladies, let me tell you something. The real men, the guys who do all the fighting and working and dying, the guys who make all that money, the guys who get into that coal mine, the plumbers who get under that house. By the way, do you know plumbers make more than lawyers, or most lawyers? I found that out the other day. I was talking to a friend of mine who's a plumber. I'm like, what do you do in a year? And he's like, well, first couple of years it was kind of tough, but by year three I was making $500. I'm like, really? I had to practice law for a long time to make $500,000 a year. But anyhow, so if you're thinking about going to law school, go to plumber school instead. You got to deal with the same amount of shit in either profession. It's just metaphorical versus literal. I don't hear about plumbers killing themselves on a daily basis like lawyers either. So, yeah, a career in plumbing. But back to the topic. These unreasonable, emotionally driven psychos who are they've been told by their single moms, or they're being told by their little group of friends. I mean, you ever approach a pack of these ladies? You ever approach a pack of these large, loud, drunk? They're just going on and they're just. It's a circle jerk. It's a female circle jerk. Hashtag trust me, I'm a lawyer. Trust me, I'm a lawyer. New name of the show. It's going to be called Trust Me, I'm a Lawyer. We're getting away from the Evil Lawyer's Guide because, well, it just doesn't fit. And people are like, why you call it that? And I got to go back and tell them why we called it that, because it was something else in the beginning. So now, hashtag Trust Me, I'm a Lawyer. Website, still called www.evillawyersguidetolife. That is where you will go to email me. No doubt 47,000 of you are going to email me that I am an incel. Well, go over to my TikTok page and get a look. It's called still_not_Peter_Steele. Go over there and get a look. Then come back and tell me I'm an incel. If you don't know what an incel is, I didn't either. I had to look it up after I got on Reddit about the passport bros, which is kind of what we're talking about today. An incel is someone who is a man who is so disgusting that he is involuntarily celibate. Therefore, incel. I ain't the hottest thing on the market, but at 6'2", 190, decent income. Yeah, you don't believe me, go over and look at TikTok. Like one of my friends used to always say, everybody's got a face for radio. Having been in radio for years, starting when I was barely old enough to vote, I will tell you, that's absolutely right. But I'm not that heinous. But you know what? Call me an incel if you want, because what you type into your computer in your parents' basement doesn't really affect me at all. I'm uncancelable. I've been canceled more times than I can count, and I just keep on. So, you know, go ahead and send me your emails, because, you know, the more traffic you drive my way, the better it gets for me. Now, the show's topic is passport bros. Now, when I first got hip to this by a very good friend of mine, I was like, I looked it up. I was looking on TikTok, and all the passport bros were bros. They're black guys, and they're fleeing America because they can't find women over here who aren't shrewish, castrating bitches. And, you know, with unreasonable demands and then nothing to offer. It's like, well, you've got to be at least 6'3", and you need to make $2 million a year, and you need to buy me anything I want. I need my hair replaced every other Tuesday. I want my nails done every Monday. You've got to hire someone to clean my house because I've got all these kids. I don't know where they came from. I've got all these kids, and, you know, and it's like, yeah, really? Yeah, okay. Where does my lucky ass sign up for that? Yeah, it's a lot. And if you're somebody who, you know, tends to spend $400 or $500 every time you take someone out, all of a sudden that flight to the Philippines starts to look a little bit more appealing, doesn't it? Especially when you get a steady dose of this from these American women that have absolutely lost their minds and have let themselves go to the point that, you know, of course they have to try and pull it all in by saying, I don't need no man. Well, it's because that's good, because you're not going to get one. Like I said, there are no foreign, there is no industry built entirely around bringing poor unsuspecting foreign guys to America to find wives. I mean, I know a bunch of guys from other countries. They get over here and they're like, hey, you know, American girls, they're very easy, you know? And it's like, yeah. And then they're like, oh, I wouldn't marry one, though. And I'm like, neither would most of us, bro. Neither would most of us. That's why we have passport bros. So I go over to Reddit. And this will tell you why I brought up the whole incel thing. I go over to Reddit. And I look up the passport bros. What do y'all think of the passport bros? They're all a bunch of sex traffickers. They're all a bunch of sex traffickers. They're not real men. When your definition of a real man is somebody that's capable of giving you anything you ask for, no matter how stupid and unreasonable, and who'll, you know, likes pizza. Because, by God, that woman I played at the beginning likes her some pizza. and some fried chicken and probably everything else. And if I'm really worried now, I've got an image of her as a kindergarten teacher, and I'm thinking, they better count those kids. They better count those children, because 21 may come in, but only 18 are coming out. Unless she gets that pizza anyway. But yeah, so it's like they sound like a bunch of incel sexpats. What's a sexpat? I don't know what to say. It's like an expat who wants sex. I think most people probably want sex. I mean, it's like, you know. So basically, the depressed witch. That's a great screen name for your Reddit. The depressed witch is like, these are not men. They're incel sexpats going to third world countries to find women who don't know any better. And then they abuse them and... Are you glad they trade you 200 goats for your daughter? No, no, that's not what's going on here. What's going on here is American men have looked at what the American woman dating system has to offer and said, hey, bro, you know, that looks like a lot of fun and everything, but you take your size 38 ass over there because I'm leaving. I'm not interested. I'm not interested in a 2 who demands a 10. I'm not interested in women who have unreal... The expectations, like... Okay, I'm well over 6 feet tall, so the first 348 people who started typing, you just stopped, right? And now you're going to accuse me of lying. Hey, go look at my TikTok. But... And my TikTok is called still_not_Peter_Steele. The reason it's called that is because I look exactly like a deceased rock star named Peter Steele. And if you don't believe me, like I said, go look at my TikTok, because I know this is audio only. So, as much as I would, as personally, you know, and remember this, I'm a lawyer. There's no legal advice given on this show, but I'm a lawyer. As a matter of fact, for 25 years, I've been very active in family law litigation. So when you're like, you don't know what you're talking about, you're just another man-hating, woman-hating incel. No, I know exactly what I'm talking about. I know for a fact that every time a guy gets behind on his child support, all you got to do if you represent the mom is go down there and say, could you put him in jail? How far behind is he? $100? Sure. They put him in jail. They release him on work release, put him on 2 years probation. If he misses another payment, they put him in jail again. Doesn't matter why he missed the payment. Maybe he lost his job. Maybe he got hit by a bus. Maybe he got arrested and he's in prison. It's actually happened before. They go after a guy who's in prison. It's like, how's he going to pay this? Well, he's got to pay it. You know, this child support system is a state-sponsored debtor's prison, and the state enforcement arm is the Attorney General's office in Texas, and they can come and get you and take all of your stuff and take away your freedom as long as they want to. 7 different times, however, during my career when I represented a man who was owed child support by a woman who was more than capable of paying for it, I asked for her to be incarcerated, and they refused. I actually had one time who came into court wearing $15,000 in couture and jewelry. When I got her on the stand, I thought, well, I'm going to show how much money she's got because she's refusing to pay child support. And I said, what did you drive today? And she said, I don't remember. It was either the Jaguar or the Bentley. Needless to say, they did not give us our requested order. She didn't go to jail, and she never paid a dime of support. And the guy just ended up paying for the kids. Never mind the guys who have custody because the wife met some dude and is like, you know, I really don't. These kids, you know, are cramping my style. So I'm just going to drop them off at your house and never pick them up again. But I want my check. I want my check. Or the men who came to me and they're like, yeah, my kids are wearing rags. They don't have any food. They're showing up at school. They stink. You know, their mom's not taking care of them at all. I'm paying maximum child support under the law, paying $1,800 a month at the time. And I'm like, yeah, well, you know, she doesn't have a job, and those boobs weren't free, and so basically she's using all of your child support money as income. And you go to court, and the court says, well, she can use that money any way she wants, so you got to pay double. One case, wasn't my case, but I heard about it when I was at the lawyer bar, not the bar association, the lawyer bar, the place where we all go to, you know. The court's response to that was to increase the support. And you want to know why men don't want to be a part of the system anymore. You want to know why guys, if women are, these women that nobody wants, you know, they got four kids and five baby daddies. They're 200 pounds overweight. They got an attitude a mile wide and a foot thick. They've worked their system. They're like, they've got it down to a point where all they have to do is get pregnant, and they own you for 18 years or more. If they can, if they can fake a disability in that kid, or if they can just treat him so bad he ends up for real disabled, and they own you for a lot longer than 18 years. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine the sheer insanity of somebody that would actually cripple their own kid so that they could continue getting child support after that child turns 18? I've seen it happen. And this is part of the problem. You see, we have stopped applying traditional gender roles. Traditional gender roles are based on biology. Women are far too emotional to make some of these decisions. The closest distance between the truth and a lie, just add emotion. I've had more women caught on the stand lying, but do they ever get prosecuted? No. They lie about all kinds of things. They lie about domestic violence. They lie about sexual assault. They lie about someone messing with their kids. Get them on the stand, and they foul up. They end up accidentally telling the truth. And then you push for perjury charges. You push for something. Some kind of accountability. And, yeah, you get none. You get a guy to lie on the stand. You get a guy lying on the stand, and he gets caught. What does he do? Where does he go? He goes to prison. That's where he goes. Some kind of accountability. But this is why the traditional gender roles worked, and why this mishmash of trying to make men more like women and saying that no matter how disgusting and how horrible your attitude is and how horrible and anti-everything your opinions are, you're still a strong, brave little princess who deserves to be treated like a queen. This is what it's gotten us. Nobody deserves anything except life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I know that really triggers a bunch of people because that's written by old rich white guys who probably owned slaves. Well, it's the truth. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Pursuit. You're not entitled to happiness. I'm sorry. You're not. Don't get me started about life and pro-life and all of that. We've already done a couple of shows on that. I hate to just throw the nuclear bomb into the hornet's nest of all the people who are going to be blowing up my email over this. It's a good thing we took the 800 number off of the It's a good thing we took the 800 number off the show. Yeah,